Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How you doing in this crazy time?
I don't know. Somebody should get the license plate of that roller coaster, however.
Apparently, the next full moon is in Scorpio, so there, you should be good at that, eh?
Yes, we have this one coming. We have one this coming weekend, too, don't we? Yes,
yeah,
we do.
Scorpio.
Is it a Scorpio full moon? No wonder I'm so intense. Okay. All right. Let's see. So I'll give everybody a laugh. My son calls me tonight. He said, Mom, I'm having the night sweats. I think I have hormonal problems. So... Bless his little heart. Okay, so tonight, magic miracles and great surprises. And are you prepared to accept all the wonderful things that the universe has in store for you, that your star friends have in store for you, your higher self and your unseen friend?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I know. It's time to open your receiving expectations and intentions to allow for all the magic miracles and surprises. And tonight, for any of you wanting to ask questions, Veronica, you have your computer?
I sure do.
Okay, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, E-N-T-W, no H, .com. So any of you who have questions for the team, I'll go into channel early, and they're happy to answer. They love to have questions. It makes them very happy. Even when I did the notes for tonight's show, everything was we, which I didn't even get to write the notes. So I wrote down, of course, the full moon this weekend, and it really has been an intense week. I tend to live in a bubble. Everybody knows that. But I ran out to my homeopath this afternoon on my lunch break, and two of the nurses were waiting by the door for me when I walked in and wanted to know what was going on with the universe or the stars. It was very cute. They were blitzed out, not blissed, blitzed out, and actually quite beside themselves. And, of course, they're seeing patients all day and so on and so forth, plus the energies they're experiencing. These two women happen to be very sensitive. So they were just, bless their hearts. Oh, man. So I'm also being fascinated, I'm sure you're running into this, Veronica, about the way that people are experiencing all the changes in the energies right now. I mean, you know, this is ad nauseum about energies, but it really isn't, because, you know, every week I think, oh, Lord, you know, do we get a break? I don't know about you, but I'm more grounded than I have been. Are you more grounded?
I think I am, yes. I'm really enjoying I'm curling up and writing a lot, and usually I'm too restless to do that, and I'm really getting into it.
Good.
Yeah, that's it's important to me. It's in my soul, you know.
That's when it'll flow.
Yeah, the other thing is that we're having all kinds of technical problems, technological stuff, wires, things, and inexplicably not working, and weird sounds, and blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to multidimensionality. A lot of people are really going through a sense of sheer exhaustion.
That's true, too, yes.
Yeah, and others are feeling ramped up, but the exhaustion end of this seems to be dominant right now. And a lot of people having so much difficulty with sleep and digestion. And, you know, I'd ask how you're sleeping, Veronica, but I know you sleep very little.
But you know something that's true about me is that I don't sleep very well. I've been practicing for a lot of years. But I never really feel tired. And lately I've been going, oh, I'm tired. And that's just what you're saying. So it's not really about whether I've slept or not, you know?
No, there is this sense of, I don't know about everybody. I'm I try to be in bed by 8, at least upstairs by 8 o'clock, which is really pretty sad. I mean, I'm up very, very, very early, but, you know, like 5 o'clock. But I still, with the way the energies are running and doing sessions, I'm just like, oh, my word.
Are you tired?
Am I tired? There are times when I can be very tired. And I think part of it is just the energies coming through. Again, you know, everything seems to be bigger. Okay? Mm-hmm. It just seems to be more intense, bigger, more frequencies. And, you know, I'm... I get through the day, and I'm just thinking, okay, what day is tomorrow?
Actually, that's what's been happening around here a lot, is not only just me or Bob, but a lot of people are forgetting a lot of things and spacing things out, and it's quite interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What I've noticed is with my dogs, and I found this very, very interesting, my little Maltese, who I swear are not really dogs. And they're used to me doing sessions, and, you know, the energies are so big in here, they just are out, which makes them a real delight when I try to go to bed at night. But they have been howling, and it's the funniest howling you've ever heard in your life, barking and barking and barking. I've never seen them. Energies are just flying through this house, very much in alignment with what you just said, Veronica, about feeling all these beings kind of in the house and, you know, kind of a center of activity. But they're just cuckoo. It's so funny. I have them behind a little gate, a little white gate. I just look at them and think, oh, you poor little baby. So I did want to talk about, and of course the animals are so sensitive, the abduction series we did, I don't know, it was 4 or 5 weeks. And Veronica, you just had Mary Rodwell on.
Yeah, that was exciting.
She's amazing, and I love her to death. Doing wonderful work in Australia. Mm-hmm. And
I guess she's all over the world sometimes.
Yes, she is. And, you know, I a couple of years ago, I talked about her DVDs that are on her website because I just think they're so outstanding. But I've been receiving some very interesting, very detailed information from people as it regards abduction experiences, which is obvious that people are supposed to be bringing back more than ever before. Hmm. It's part of the whole process in terms of awakening and acknowledging that experiences are real. So we're not seeing as much of the screening of the memory. But I wanted to share this one because I thought this happened on 7/23/11. I gained lucidity, found myself laying on a table. I was surrounded by beings, but my vision was blurry. I felt dizzy and could not breathe so well. I saw their hands very busy on me, but I do not know what they were doing. I tried to lift my head, but could not. I could turn my face from left to right. I saw a being watching me behind the others. His eyes had the size and shape of a human, but they were all black without an iris. Now, I've seen this race, and I've seen that it's actually, from what I can tell, a hybrid race, and I've seen this while doing the abduction sessions for people where they're seeing their children look like this, which I thought was very interesting.
Hmm.
His head was a bit bigger than normal because the grays tend to have a larger head, but it has the pointed chin coming down, so it's a little bit different. So when she's saying larger, because she actually inserted pictures here, which I can't show you, more of a round to it like a human head. His skin was extremely white, grayish, and he had wrinkles around the eyes. Leave it to a human. He had a very concerned expression. I could feel him being worried. I heard in my mind they said something was falling apart or that something was breaking and that it would end soon. In that moment, I wondered if it was me. Can't type fast, very fast today. My fingers are all messed up, all swollen and red. I have puncture wounds in each and every single finger.
Oh, my.
And it hurts very badly when I touch it. Also hurts and bothers when I move them or close my fist. What were they doing with my hands? So strange. I believe they injected me with something again. I have nausea, and I'm not really hungry. I also have a strange feeling in my spine. Reminds me when doctors injected me with the epidural when my son was born. Some electricity and burning pain going up and down the upper part of my spine. Now, I mean, this is very obvious that when they were talking about something falling apart, it was probably related to her spine. And the fact that she was feeling the symptoms like she had had an epidural, I find this very, very interesting. But this is just an example of some of the things I'm getting right now, which are so detailed. And I'm finding it absolutely wonderful. I'm thrilled that people are bringing back more and more information. So, again, this is more and more websites are coming on board or have been on board with, as it pertains to abduction. Some of them, very scary, but there's a lot going on as it relates to that subject. And I think that you're going to see, especially coming up to the end of 2012 and after 2012, I think it's just going to be commonplace for people to be discussing this. I think it's going to happen very rapidly. We tend to be kind of more involved in it because we read about it. You listen to radio shows, all of you listening. Veronica, certainly, but I think that it is going to, and as I talk to just average people and I have people come back to me, I'm fascinated where people I have met, even my grandchildren, are saying, I talked to so-and-so or I've talked to all these people, and everybody's talking about it. It's no longer this strange subject that people, kind of look at you like you're crazy. And, as I always say, Grandma Seagrill was ahead of the curve.
Who was?
Grandma was ahead of the curve. Actually, they call me Gigi. So, really want to talk about magic, miracles, and great surprises. And this is the time, everyone, oh my word, to really work with your intentions. And I'm talking about the broad strokes here. What do you want to experience? And we're not talking about getting so specific. I want this house and I want this. I want to feel like this in my home. I want to feel a sense of expansiveness and a view. And, don't get into square footage. It feels large and expansive. But the broad stroke, they absolutely, I'm typing and they're like broad strokes. I want to experience the world for travel. I want to have incredible love, an experience where you are in a state of joy and love and exploration, becoming more of who you are as a result, or more of who I am as a result. These are the kind of things that we're speaking of right now in terms of, as humans, men and women, we tend to get very, very specific about what we want. And I think sometimes we limit, well, I know we do, we limit the possibility for the universe, the team, our higher self, our unseen friends, to come in and create something much more exciting than we could ever have imagined. Much greater, much grander. And especially because of the energies that we're in right now. Anyway, I love Bonnie's intentions on her website, livealifeyoulove.com. I say this all the time. Some of her intentions are very specific. But there are also a lot of broad strokes, I'm assuming they're still in there. I haven't pulled out her intentions on there because I work with her in a different way. But she really has worked with them. Again, I'm only encouraging people to really think about, really think about the broad stroke of what they want to experience here. But she was always clear about creating and intending the life she truly wanted to experience. And from my perspective, as a witness in her life, to see it unfold and how the universe, her higher self and unseen friends, brought in the perfect person and circumstances to support her dreams and intentions. And they're all still unfolding as I'm speaking right now. She is such a great example of that. I know others, but I use Bonnie because she's in the public eye, and you know, we've talked about her before. And, of course, because she teaches this stuff, it's just perfect. And the energies are really ripe right now. And this is a big one. With all the chaos, and there's a lot of chaos on the planet, in the ethers, in your home. You know, I go back to my dogs going, just goofy. You could hear a little 5-pound Maltese howling. It's the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life. But in chaos, it's always a perfect place to create. And if you look at how our planet and the universe were created out of the energy of chaos, that chaos allows us to create things that are far greater and more exciting than we ever could have imagined. Again, with a broad stroke, you open the door for the universe, your friends, to slip in when you least expect it. And this is the surprise. When you least expect it. Now, does that mean you stop working with beliefs? Changing beliefs that are standing in the way of receiving? Oh, God, no. This is really the time to go back to your beliefs. What beliefs are standing in the way? Am I still dealing with feeling flawed? Not enough. That I don't deserve, that I'm not good enough. These are huge issues, and they're planetary, and they need to be changed. For so many of you listening tonight, and this is one that, this goes kind of across the board, I intend to make a difference on the planet, or to be a bridge, or to support the awakening in the most elegant and joyful way possible, while experiencing an unlimited flow of abundance. And I love this one because it takes all the struggle out of it. It literally lifts the struggle out, that I don't have to push and shove and force myself, but that I can step into it elegantly and allow it to come in that way. And, you know, I speak from example here. I absolutely was supported in my work, but being who I am, I didn't know when to back off, you know, and so I just, we're, you know, I'm always pushing the boundaries, which, don't do that. Keep it joyful and elegant. You don't have to go that far. It only took me 8 years to figure this out. But, you know, I'm a nut. I accept that. So again, I'm going to repeat that for people who are writing halfway through. I intend to make a difference on the planet, or to be a bridge, or to support the awakening in the most elegant and joyful way possible, while experiencing an unlimited flow of abundance. Now, this is a wonderful way to open the door without saying it has to look like this or like that, but to allow the assistance of your friends to create it in ways that you may never have thought of. Now, I had somebody today say, you know, well, I, you know, the team has said I'm this and I'm this and I'm this. and I'm here to do this and this, but am I really doing it? Am I doing enough? And this is something that seems to be a major problem for so many people, which is, am I doing enough? And the team was really wonderful with this person, and they said, heal yourself, love yourself, take care of yourself. Take care of you, love you, etc. Don't be a sacrificer. When you do that, your resonance is high. You're the beacon. Regardless of what you're doing, if you're working in the yard, you're still a beacon. And this is someone who loves to be in their yard, their garden. So, and I'll give you, I have to go back to myself. I always knew I was being prepared for something. And I got this insight that when the ETs made their move, I would be a bridge. It just came, it fell out of my mouth one day. I didn't know where it came from. I looked around to one of my girlfriends. We were walking. We lived on a golf course. And I said, when they make their move, I'm going to be the bridge. I didn't know where that statement even came from. But what I did know is that when it came out of my mouth, it created kind of a sense of reality for me that said, wow, okay, well, I have no idea how that's going to look, but that's fine. But I absolutely knew it, and I believed it. And then when it happened, which wasn't very long after that, a couple of months, it literally happened overnight for me. And I have to say, other than packing, it was effortless. Everything I needed was provided, and there's no reason for that not to be the case for every single person listening on the phone or on your computer. I cannot emphasize this enough. And with these energies of chaos, and we've heard, we've read, etc., that as we come to the end of this year, it's like a train station and all these trains are taking off in different directions. And as they do, the gap between those trains is going to get tougher to jump across. You know, as you come out of the center and you're all going off like spokes of a wheel, the distance between the tracks gets wider and wider and wider. So, again, not to say that what you want can't be there after the end of the year. What it's saying is being in alignment with an energy that you feel is most appropriate for you. And again, for so many of you who feel like if you're not right out there in the trenches, you're not in service. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Lazarus used to say, if you want a Mercedes, then treat, you know, your Honda as though it were a Mercedes. I love this one. You know, and if you wanted really nice clothes, treat your clothes from JCPenney. Like they were from some very expensive store. And I adopted that philosophy totally because I knew it absolutely felt wonderful. And so I am non-discriminatory. I treat everything in my house exactly the same, thing with cars. Because I absolutely do believe, but I treat everything with respect, everything. And I do believe that for many of you, you are going to be out there. You may not be able to see yet how it's going to look. But the frustration of feeling like you're not doing enough works against you. Instead of being in the greatest joy that you can be in every moment, allowing and knowing that the magic and miracle of the right door opening when it's time, the right article, the right impetus coming into your life will be enough to move you forward elegantly instead of with struggle, instead of with questions, instead of with fear. I am feeling this, I am seeing this, and I absolutely know it to be true. When you talk, and I know you know this too, Veronica, when you speak with a lot of different authors and you say, you know what made you write the book? And so many of them have said, well, I never knew I was going to write a book, or I didn't know I was going to do this, or I didn't know I was going to do that. And then some event comes into their life that is so profound that they know they must, as you said earlier, Veronica, okay? It was an inspiration of your soul. It's literally pouring out of your soul right now. Mm-hmm. Instead of it being a struggle. I, on the other hand, have said for years, I need to write a book. You know? Haven't written a page. But I allow for the fact that that will change. And I always figure when it's time, it'll flow. Until then, I'm not budging. So you really don't have to do it Bonnie's way or my way or Veronica's way. Do it your way. And I think that there's a certain level of acceptance. It doesn't mean that you can't be in service by sending light and energy to anywhere that you're called to, that you feel the call to work with, whether it's the oceans or government or energy or whatever. Ever really strikes you as something that touches you, animals, you know, children, whatever it may be, oppression. I think it's very important for everybody to realize that whatever level of intention and involvement, and I prefer to call magic, that you dispense, absolutely knowing that you're going to have impact, whether you're doing it on a stage, whether you're writing a book or you're doing it in the comfort of your home, does not make your impact any less. Would you agree, Veronica, on this one?
Yes, I do. The radiant being.
What?
We're radiant beings.
Yes, we are. And we have the ability to make a huge, huge, huge difference. It may not look like everyone else's, and you don't know when the moment will be right for something unique. But if you lament that you're not doing enough, you know, what is my purpose? How many times have you heard that one, Veronica?
Yeah, a billion.
What is my purpose? And that purpose that you are so compelled to follow, if you could figure out what it is an ever-changing, ever-evolving thing. It doesn't stay stagnant. Does it, Ronnie? I mean,
no,
look at
doesn't.
All the different things that you're doing.
Well, yeah, I think just to be more and more, in attuned to yourself and less in resistance is what I think brings that light forward, you know, get you in the flow. Because when we're trying to figure out what our purpose is, then we're resisting an awful lot of input from the universe, aren't we?
We're not only resisting input, we're resisting opportunity.
Right.
If your intent, again, going back to what was said earlier, if your intent is to bring forward whatever, okay,
mm-hmm.
whatever it may be, with joy, with abundance, with fun, with excitement, and of course you're going to make a difference. You make a difference every moment of every day and every night. With your particular resonance, there's no way not to make a difference on the planet. I mean, that's an impossibility. Can't happen. So tonight, you know, it felt really, I know the team was really adamant about this. When I sat down to write the title, I kind of went, what? Okay,
magic?
So, huh?
Magic? Woo!
Well, it wasn't just the magic, it's the great surprises, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we're open to that, that can actually happen. It lifts the weight of making it all so heavy. Now, Ronnie, do you have any questions tonight?
Yes, we have two questions so far.
Okay, then I'm going to go right into channel here because I don't want to. All right, everyone, welcome. All right. Welcome to you, Veronica.
And to
it's
you.
It's a joy to be with all of you tonight. A joy to be with all of you tonight. Now, Veronica, we have questions?
We do. We have a pretty interesting question to start the ball rolling. Someone writes in, I have a friend whose diagnosis was recently upgraded from bipolar to schizophrenia. Both of us would like to know if people with mental disorders ascend with the rest of humanity.
Oh, that's a wonderful question.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Many facets.
All right. We're going to try not to take a tremendous amount of time for this. The answer is yes. Absolutely. We'd like to go a little further with. If you look around you, if you read your papers and newspapers and news, etc., you're seeing a tremendous number of people with all kinds of phobias and problems and OCD and ADD and ADHD and all of these different things, bipolarism and schizophrenia even on the rise as well. This, unfortunately, so much of it has to do with the openings that are taking place in the brain. And for some, it's just simply too much. Too much. There was a reason you came in using a limited percentage of your brain. Absolutely a reason, in order to allow all that you're experiencing to appear real. If you had access to all of your brain, you'd have access to every lifetime in every direction, every planet, every. It would be too much for you to handle in your current state. Now, some people's minds started opening up, and they weren't equipped to handle it. Mm-hmm. You see this with a lot of children. They're not equipped to handle it. And so you end up with children and adults that are having a very difficult time based on brain function.
And some of it's the food, isn't it? The broken food.
Some of it is food. Some of it is certainly your inoculation. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, we will not say that it's all based on those issues. Not all. Now, your food, certainly another good reason for all of you to pay attention to eating as healthy as possible. We always recommend eating for blood type, body testing, paying attention to your supplements, not just because Mary or Bob takes it doesn't mean it's good for you. What may work for friends may be very detrimental to your particular energy and to your blood type. So educate yourself, people. Now, based on that, would anyone who had difficulty based on the frequency be left behind? Absolutely not. All these children who are autistic and bipolar, are they going to be left behind and made to go live on a planet back, going back to third dimension again? Absolutely not. No. No. Now, what you're going to find, a lot of the kids that have, and adults as well, that have drug problems and alcohol problems are using those to try to cope with very overactive minds. Very overactive minds, unable to shut down. Unable to shut down. And for some of them, they go too far. Some have left the planet, as you all know, at young ages. But you are going to be aware more and more the difficulties that people are having opening and dealing with the energy. Even the knowingness, the sensitivity. People all of a sudden finding themselves sensitive to being around others. Low tolerance. As we've heard many times, for stupidity. Right? Low tolerance for stupidity or for a lot of boredom, especially with the young people on the planet. Things aren't moving quick enough for them. That's why so many of them are doing the games that they do, computer games. The brain processes fast. And then, of course, overstimulation. Again, a good time for all of you to really be looking at, all right, wearing some form of electromagnetic frequency devices, having to do with cell phones and computers and microwave transmitters and microwaves in your home, which we would highly recommend. You can desktop or countertop ovens of some type. We know it's convenient, but it definitely is not good for you. So no, in answer to the question, no, they will not be left behind. We promise you. And we will also say there are many people who've been institutionalized over the years, who actually knew and saw and experienced things that your medical community did not know what to do with and deemed them to be unstable, not fit for society. Which is sad. But this happens and can happen on planets that are evolved, those that are ahead of their time. For some, our experiences as well, unable to deal with what they experienced, and it took them too far. And in answer to the original question, these people would not be left behind either. Mm-hmm. All right, Veronica, you have another question.
Well, there's a woman in my life who's 45 years old, and she recently crossed over. And she was my adopted daughter, and we got her at 5 and a half. She had a really dark, dark spirit inside her. And by the time she died, she'd been on the streets, had been using drugs, had had a very, very rough life. But she, because I gave her up when she was young because I couldn't handle her, but I wanted your opinion on this, because by the time she died, she had a tremendous light in her, even though she had been using right up till the couple of weeks before she crossed over. And she had helped a lot of people on the streets. books, apparently, helped them communicate when they were stuck. And she just had this amazing light, and it was touching for me to be involved with her last few weeks and see that. But I guess it was, I'd like your comments, because it's like you can't tell who's getting lighter, who's getting what they came for, you know, what the, when the package looks distorted or hurt, doesn't it?
All right. That's a very good comment, and we want to say this to all of you. You live on a planet of polarity. All right? What you call light, dark, good, bad. When you can evolve to the point, we're not saying you haven't, Veronica, but we're making this statement, or this broad statement. When you could evolve to the point where you do not judge the behavior of another as right or wrong or good or bad, you will know that you have stepped into the highest level that you're capable of holding at this timing. There must be the dark to balance the light. Does that mean that that being, that soul, is dark, or did they take it on? You all had lifetimes as dark beings. Don't kid yourself. When you can get out of, let go of, and this young woman gave you the opportunity to see this, Veronica.
Oh, I know. I was really impressed.
All right. They gave you the opportunity, and we hope that you truly got it. That she was never really dark. It was a persona that she did take on for whatever purpose. Now, does that mean that there aren't people that can't be cranky right up to the time that they make the transition? Yes, they can. Some of them got stuck. That's, they keep coming back and coming back. But not your daughter. Not your daughter.
I guess the other question is how... it's difficult sometimes for, and not just about me, but many, many parents that I know, to help raise the child into her own soul journey without being concerned, you know, about what she goes through, you know. Without...
Again. You give them boundaries, you teach the best that you can. But ultimately, each being on the planet is a unique and individual soul, expressing. You may not always agree, but you must allow. As long as it's not creating damage to you, you all know what to do when that happens. We're talking physical and financial damage. It's up to you to then make changes there.
Boundaries again, huh?
Yes, but you cannot force anyone to be something other than what they came in to be. They're going to stay the way they are until they're ready to make the change themselves. Now, if you've abused them and not helped them and so on, and well, that's a little different. Then you have some things straight now. You understand?
Yes. I just think it's a really big, big challenge for us parents to be able to be true to that. But it's a goal. It's a goal I have. It's just not always been easy.
All right. We're going to give you a very simple formula. We know that it's very difficult for you as parents to do this. Very difficult. To be able to speak with your child, see your child, regardless of their age. And be aware that the choices that they're making are creating more problems for them more unhappiness for them? That they're hurting themselves, they're making foolish choices, and not saying anything. Very difficult, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And not only not say it, but be able to not judge it. That's the ultimate goal of it. As a species, it's one of the most difficult things for all of you to do, especially you mothers. When you can unhook, they can do it differently. Did you understand that?
I did, yeah.
Do you understand that they are playing in your play? And until you get it, quote unquote, get it, to allow them to be who they are, to release, let go, then they don't have to play that role of the one that aggravates you to no end. That challenges you at every turn.
That's right. That's a dance that takes more than 20 minutes sometimes.
Yes, it does. For many of you, multiple lifetimes.
I don't want to miss this next question, which is, this person is in the medical profession since 1967. Helping others heal from pain, illness, and disease is more than a passing fancy. I want to become a more effective conduit for healing. How can I learn ET healing?
Oh, very good question.
Mm-hmm.
Very good question. All right. We recommend that you send the information to the channel.
Mm-hmm.
A picture of yourself, address, all right, date of birth, exactly as you worded your question, all right? This is always about, is it in alignment with your life path, with your contract, all right? It's not that it's withheld, but we can tell you that at this stage, we are happy to participate with someone who is working in the medical field. All right? Working with someone in the medical field to assist them. We do this with one of the people that we work with through the channel. As she's doing surgeries, and right now she's on a Mercy ship. Off the coast of Africa. And we are doing a lot of assisting with her through too many surgeries for people to even imagine. Our great joy. So she will send that information. All right? We'll make a visit. Also with her intention. All right? Is your intention to stay in the medical field? That makes a difference. Your intention is to do sessions with people. That's quite different. Quite different. Then we have to look at other contracts. All right? Any other questions, Ross?
This is a funny one. Somebody asked, what ETs do I work with, and how do they want to assist us? So I thought you would be better answering that.
What ETs does who work with?
Veronica.
Well, we think you should answer that.
Well, I haven't been that specific. I know I have some ETs in my coalescence of channel beings, but I don't know exactly who they are. But they do want to assist us in individuation and moving through levels of consciousness. I know that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we would say, in answer to your question, the one posed to you, Veronica, and to others, the other one was prior to it, many of you will connect with an extraterrestrial version of yourself, thinking that it is separate from you. Oh, I have this beautiful extraterrestrial. She's quite lovely, gorgeous blue eyes, and lovely hair, etc. Without having any idea whatsoever that, in fact, it's another version of you. Having a lifetime as what you would call an extraterrestrial. This is going to be happening more and more. Also, hybrid children coming in to assist you. If you are an abductee, which majority of you that listen to the shows and do sessions are abductees. We cannot speak for Veronica, but we can for this area here. And you do have hybrid children. They are making a great effort at this timing to connect with you. A great effort to connect with you. Not all will be assisting you in what you do, but they want to create a bridge. Many of them, the hybrid children, are very busy doing their own thing. Some of them, however, are involved in healing. There's a lot going on our side in preparation for what you would call contact. An awful lot. Do not underestimate your experience. Trust them. Open to them. Meditate. Invite in hybrid children, star friends, star family. You're going to be aware of more experiences now than ever before. Some of you are afraid. We understand that. Whoa, I don't want them in my house. Again, they're not there to be invasive. They're not there to be invasive. We do understand until you have reached a point where you are comfortable. Please listen here. With having other beings know your every thought. And this is internal work we really recommend that all of you do. This is shadow work. What haven't I healed? What haven't I cleared? What objection do I have to someone reading my thoughts? To communicating telepathically? When you reach a point where you're absolutely comfortable with that, you open a lot of doors. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does. It's a really choosing transparency and really understanding that. Right?
It is choosing transparency.
And I think we have to close out pretty soon. Here.
All right. Veronica, tell us about your show.
Well, my show on Tuesday night is going to be a little bit goofy. It's called The Sexy Vegan Cookbook that we're talking to Brian Patton. He's quite a character. He's young. And he teaches us how to cook vegan food. And he's very, very goofy, playful. So this should be a lot of fun. And that's 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. And Thursday, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Probably a continuation of this conversation about magic and these times, 7 o'clock, just before you people.
Wonderful. All right, everyone, we didn't really get much of an opportunity to talk to you. We think the channel did a pretty good job of bringing forward information.
Yes, we did.
This is the time, people. Every moment in expectation, excitement. Now, don't walk on tippy-toe for crying out loud. But allow, like a beautiful wind, warm wind that sweeps. be intimate with your higher self and your unseen friends and with us, universe, dear universe. Right. This is how I want to feel. Dear Bonnie, that wonderful statement that you make. I want to experience the juiciness of this world, of Earth. What a wonderful broad stroke. And how excited all of her friends became. Oh boy, let's roll up our sleeves. For all of you, you are magnificent, far more than you know. You deserve everything, because it's really all an illusion. You can have as much as you please. You are the only one stopping it. Find every way that you can to open, to receive. We would like to work with each and every one of you tonight. If you are open to that, again, we will never invade. Dear team, I'd like to work with you to really come up with the things that would be exciting for me, some things that I could really write down my intention to feel wonderful and expansive. Exciting. Our unconditional love to each and every one of you. Until we speak again in this format, to Veronica. Namaste.
Namaste. Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.